The Bank of North Dakota remains the only state-owned bank in the United States. And Bank President Eric Hardmeyer says he still gets contacts from other states about it.
How it works, why it works.
But Hardmeyer says it's not just states. It's cities, counties, and some other political subdivisions. What's driving it? The growing number of states that have legalized either medical or recreational marijuana. Hardmeyer says states are now trying to deal with revenues coming in from this cash-only business.
All banks are subject to, you know, regulatory issues which preclude them from really operating within that industry because it is still, you know, a controlled substance. And so they've been looking at workarounds in the banking industry to do that. And one of the concepts out there is, you know, a publicly owned bank.
Hardmeyer says publicly owned banks would not necessarily be regulated at the federal level.
We have, however, looked at our ability, looked at the risks associated with banking, medical, marijuana businesses, and have concluded that at this point the risk would be too great and have decided that at this point there's not a role for us.
Hardmeyer says Congress needs to step in and pass laws concerning medical marijuana. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.